Hello, listeners. We are back with the second part in the series about On the Ball and Struggle. The previous class was a general explanation with lots of examples. Here, we are going to listen to a conversation. Now, the conversation takes place over a Zoom or a Skype, a video call. And we have two people. One person is from Wales, the other person is from the north of England. So we have two different accents here. The idea is to practice struggle and on the ball a lot in context and as naturally as possible. So we'll hear the conversation and then afterwards I'll look at some of the most interesting points. If you want a transcription of the conversation, translations and other things, check out the website Keyt English, that's K-E-Y-T for Thomas, e-english.com. Right, let's listen to that conversation.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Thanks. Bye. I always struggle to understand Alfonso on the phone.
Yeah, he's always super on the ball and throws loads of information at you really quickly.
Yeah, and I struggle to understand his accent too.
Oh, I don't find it too hard.
Plus, I'm not very on the ball today.
Really? Why not?
I struggled to sleep last night.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I was really on the ball all day, maybe too on the ball.
Well, in the 9 o'clock meeting, you didn't seem on the ball.
True, but then I had a second coffee after, and then I was ready for action.
Uh-huh.
Then I had another coffee, and I was on another level.
Hmm. Yeah. Then I bet you had your usual afternoon coffee later on, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's hardly a surprise that you struggle to sleep then, is it?
Yeah. So, should I have another coffee now or just continue struggling with my work?
Well, that depends. Do you want to be on the ball today or sleep tonight?
Analysis.
Okay, great stuff. Now let's look at this. The first thing I wanted to focus on was this.
I always struggle to understand Alfonso.
First of all, struggle to, with the infinitive, struggle to understand. I always struggle to understand him. What I want to focus on more, though, is how she emphasizes the word always. We often do this. I always do that. She always comes late. They always make mistakes. The pronunciation, the emphasis, often falls on the word always when we use always. The same happens with never. He never helps me. She never does anything. Okay? Especially if you're a little bit exasperated, meaning that this is a situation that you are fed up with. To be fed up, estar harto. He is always late. You know, this happens all the time and you are not happy about it. Also notice that she says on the phone. We do not say by the phone or in the phone or by a phone. He is difficult to understand on the phone. I always struggle to understand him on the phone. You can also say, for example, John is on the phone. Why is she always on the phone? Why is she always on the phone? So to be on the phone, super useful expression. Now listen to how the other guy says, yeah, he's always super on the ball.
Yeah, he's always super on the ball.
An interesting thing here is how we combine words. Super on, the R from super goes to the beginning of on. Super run, super run. He's always super on the ball. We do this a lot in English and I focus on it a lot in these conversations because I think it helps you understand a lot better because we do this all the time. For example, pick up, we pronounce pick-up. Work out, we pronounce it work-out. Super on the ball, we often, some people would say super on, they'd say the R less. Others will say super on the ball. He also says...
Loads of information.
Loads of information. L-O-A-D-S. Another way of saying lots of or a lot of. You can always say, I have a lot of information. I have lots of information. I have loads of information. You could also say, I have a load of information. They all mean the same thing. Also, I am from the south of England, so I say loads, and the speaker is from the north of England, so he says it like lords. One more time.
Lords, lords.
Some Scottish and Irish accents have the same pronunciation of loads as well. The lady then says that she struggles to understand his accent, and the guy replies...
Oh, I don't find it too hard.
Notice the use of to find something difficult, to find something hard, to find something easy. That means it is hard, it is easy for you. And he says, I don't find it too hard. So here we are using to. I don't find it very hard. I don't find it too hard. Another way of expressing that you don't find something very difficult. So in this case, you can use to in a similar way to very. But later we hear to used in a different way.
I was really on the ball all day. Maybe too on the ball.
A lot of people confuse to, a lot of, many, much. We will see this in more detail in future classes. For the moment, I will say that to, if you're using to, T-O-O, in an affirmative sentence, it means that there is an excess of something or something is excessive. This is a bad thing. So here she says maybe too on the ball, saying it's almost a bad thing. She was too on the ball, maybe hyperactive, very energetic. Another example would be today is hot. The weather is hot. Okay. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's a bad thing. We don't know. If you say today is too hot, it is excessive. This is a bad thing. Now, if you say it's not too hot, in the negative it can change. It's not too hot today means that it's not excessively hot. Okay, maybe it's hot, but it's not excessively hot. And people often confuse this with so, which we will look at in the future as well. So is a very emphatic thing. You don't want to say this is so difficult with a neutral tone. If you do use so, you need to use a very emphatic tone, a pronunciation, accent. You can say, this is so difficult. You need to say so. It's a very emphatic thing. We will look at that more in the future. Later, we hear...
In the 9 o'clock meeting, you didn't seem on the ball.
To seem, S-E-E-M. You didn't seem on the ball. You did not seem on the ball. This means you did not appear. It did not look like you were on the ball. My perception, my impression was that you were not on the ball. Yes. In the present, in a more simple example, you could say, you don't seem happy. What is the problem? Or, this does not seem difficult. So yes, I think I'll do a podcast on seem in the future and other related things. Confuses a lot of people, but once you practice, it's not too difficult. It seems difficult, but with practice, it is not. Also, remember, listeners, that we say to have a coffee, not to take a coffee. Have all food and drink. I drink a coffee, you can say, but we normally prefer to use have. So he is having a coffee, she had a tea, I am going to have a sandwich, they have pizza every Sunday. Now, listen to this.
Then I bet you had your usual afternoon coffee later on, right?
Then I bet you had your usual afternoon coffee later on, right?
Then I bet you had your usual afternoon coffee later on, right?
Here he uses the word to bet, B for brown, E-T for Thomas. Bet, I bet, which is apostar. So, I bet means I am sure, I guess, I believe. It's you're making a bet because you believe something has happened, okay? I bet you had your usual afternoon coffee because he knows this person, this lady, and she likes to have an afternoon coffee every day. So he's saying, yeah, I guarantee, I bet, I'm sure you had your usual, your normal afternoon coffee afterwards, right? He also uses later on, which he pronounces later on, again with the R at the beginning of on, which is the same as later. It means after some time has passed. And later on, he says,
it's hardly a surprise that you struggled to sleep then, is it?
It's hardly a surprise that you struggled to sleep then, is it? Yes, he is observing that if she had all of these coffees, it's not really surprising that she couldn't sleep. Too much caffeine. He uses the word hardly, which means apenas. Okay, so it's hardly. It is hardly a surprise, meaning it is not really a surprise. Other examples of hardly. I can hardly understand you when you... You can understand, but the minimum, it's almost impossible to understand. Or I can hardly see that mountain. If there is a mountain very far away in the distance, and if you make an effort, you strain your eyes. I can see it, yes, but hardly. It's a big effort to see it. This is an expression that we use. It is hardly a surprise, meaning it's not really a surprise. And notice that he uses the question tag, is it, at the end. For example, if we start with the affirmative, for example, it is a nice day, isn't it? The beginning is affirmative, it is, so the question tag at the end is negative, isn't it? You can play the guitar, can't you? This is London, isn't it? He went to Scotland last weekend, didn't he? Now here he is saying it is not really a surprise. He is saying it is hardly a surprise. So this is a negative. It is hardly a surprise that you struggled to sleep then, is it? Later on we hear,
should I have another coffee now?
Notice how she combines should and I into one sound. Should I, should I, should I. Also note that it's another coffee, not other coffee. We're talking about a singular and not a specific other option. So, should I have another coffee? Do you want another coffee? Here we use another, not other. And then finally, he asks,
do you want to be on the ball today or sleep tonight?
Do you want to be on the ball today? But listen to how he pronounces do you.
Do you want to be on the ball? Do you want to? Do you want to?
Do you is pronounced do. We have different ways of pronouncing this. Do, do, ja, ja. Now, it depends on the person and where they're from, but this is a very common thing to do. Do you want to, do you want to. Also, want to becomes want to. Very common, want to. To, in a lot of examples, is pronounced to. Want to, want to. Going to, going to. Okay. And wanta, we can also say wanna, going to, gonna. Do you wanta? So you are expecting to hear do you want to, but people speak differently in the real world. They say, do you wanta? Do you want to do this? Do you want to sleep tonight? Or do you want to be on the ball? Okay, it varies depending on the person and the area. But as I say, this is the general pattern. Do you, do ya, or ja, or do. And finally, I don't think I need to explain this part. I think that's international. I think you understand that perfectly. Her frustration, her sigh, S-I-G-H, sigh, her sigh of exasperation, of frustration. Now, we have analysed the conversation, so listen to it again and see if you understand everything better this time.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Thanks. Bye. Whew. I always struggle to understand Alfonso on the phone.
Yeah, he's always super on the ball and throws loads of information at you really quickly.
Yeah, and I struggle to understand his accent too.
Oh, I don't find it too hard.
Plus, I'm not very on the ball today.
Really? Why not?
I struggled to sleep last night.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I was really on the ball all day. Maybe too on the ball.
Well, in the 9 o'clock meeting, you didn't seem on the ball.
True, but then I had a second coffee after, and then I was ready for action.
Uh-huh.
Then I had another coffee, and I was on another level.
Yeah. Then I bet you had your usual afternoon coffee later on, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's hardly a surprise that you struggle to sleep then, is it?
Yeah. So, should I have another coffee now or just continue struggling with my work?
Well, that depends. Do you want to be on the ball today or sleep tonight?
Great stuff. Hope you understood it more the second time. If not, try listening again or try something else and then return to this on another day. Remember, we have more materials on the website, and the next class in this series is talking about something very interesting and repeating on the ball and struggle a lot. So not only will you reinforce these two things, but you will learn other stuff and hopefully you will find it very interesting. And the fourth track is the translation challenge to test yourself on the ball and struggle. I hope you are on the ball today, guys. I hope you are not struggling with the English, and I hope all of this English will stick. I'll see you in the next class.